producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, one of the favorite things of trolls on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we let them operate because people need to be educated about it. They can see it for themselves. They call for violence and stuff. Obviously, third-party Discus has computer systems that censor it, but we don't moderate or control it. But if you go on there, our average video now gets about 500,000 views. I mean, I can shoot a three-minute video while I'm getting on an airplane yesterday, and it gets hundreds of thousands of views. Go to our big Facebook, click on the all videos right there, and then you can see Congress considers criminal charges against Obama, 797,000 views. They're looking at impeachment proceedings. Insider Obama about to unleash hell. I wanted to say what the insider told me, but then I didn't want to plagiarize it, but I don't want to get, but it's off record what they told me, so I just said that. And then go back. These are all videos I shot yesterday. Obama wants civil unrest. 496,000, 1,168,000, 797,000. All right? And then we got some in there with 2 million views, but it's just exponentially growing. People say, what are you doing on Facebook? Oh, my gosh, you say Zuckerberg's bad, but it'd be like Green Berets parachuting in to blow up an, you know, Al-Qaeda weapons dump or something. And you're like, what are you doing on Al-Qaeda property? What are you wearing? It just plays on a public that's ignorant. It's like different characters coming up to the Bundys out there in, so they wouldn't talk to Joe Biggs like Joe Biggs needs to talk to you. Be lucky to talk to us. You know, I'm not against the Bundys. It's just that people go, hey, Alex says you're a Fed Bundy. Well, better not talk to Alex. I mean, it's just like, no proof, didn't say it, but it doesn't matter because, you know, the infighting's so fun. We're just there to say we don't think this is a good idea at this point and to call for peace. We're there so that our information gets out to people, not there to talk to you in your cowboy hat like you're, you know, Little Lord Fauntleroy or something. I can put a cowboy hat on, too. The point is, and they walk around militia guys going, strike force command, you know, all the rest of this stuff. We're in the info war. We know what we're doing. And I just see patriots played by disinfo so many times over and over again. Hey, watch out, feds are trying to infiltrate and provocateur. Alex said we're feds. It's like, Just total straw man stuff, and I know they're good people. It's just frustrating to see it. I mean, look at this headline by Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Americans skeptical of global warming can lose gun rights due to executive order. That needs to get out. We need to get these movements that we know are in Congress to impeach Obama. That needs to be the big push. Quite frankly, the whole thing out in Oregon, I believe, is a distraction and a diversion. We know there's land grabbing. We know there's criminal activity. People have a right to stand up to it? Absolutely. I'm saying the optics at this time aren't good because it's wide open for infiltration, wide open for the feds to do something to blame the patriots, and we're winning in the info war. They want to get a physical war going. That's my view. You may disagree with my strategies. It's a free country. We're not going to call for escalating anything. Obama is pushing and pushing and pushing to get something because you look politically, they're losing everything they got. Governors are suing. Open carries passing everywhere. They are panicking. The enemy is in trouble. I'm going to come back and hand the baton to David Knight. And I didn't plug last hour. I tell David Knight, I really need you to plug. We're losing money right now. We made, you know, good money to fund ourselves the last few months. Now into the new year, we keep at this rate, we would opt to let people go. I'm not saying that's going to happen because, you know, it's just cycles. But I need to get sponsors. I do not skip breaks. And I need to plug products. And you need to go to InfoWarsLife.com where you can get 15% off everything until Friday. InfoWarsStore.com is a big shopping cart, has everything, whether it's Hillary for Prison shirts that are limited edition. We're not making more. You name it, PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 6 months free.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This song's really true when you get behind the car with 700 plus horsepower. You can pretty much instantly go to heaven in that car, both figuratively and literally. Hit that accelerator. Just one more. And then everything comes a blur. In the county jail. Came in this morning and I told the writers, I didn't really go tell the reporters this, but I mean, I can tell you what the big zeitgeist is right now. And it's the zeitgeist because it should be. You know, sometimes the artificial zeitgeist is Caitlyn Jenner or the other Kardashian baby photos or something stupid that's a diversion. But sometimes the zeitgeist is what it should be. And when the zeitgeist is on target to promote freedom and defend liberty, then I want to be there. Let me tell you the big issue. Obama is acting as a dictator right now. That's the big overarching big enchilada. We ought to play these clips again in this hour where he said, I'm constrained by the system of our founders and can't go against the guns without congressional action. Then we played the new clip of him saying Congress needs to get in line and that I'm moving because they haven't moved. It's unprecedented. So you got that. Then you've got all the ways he's coming at the guns. I mean, it's the worst ever, worse than I thought. I'm rarely wrong. I was wrong here. This is worse than I thought. And let me tell you what's even worse than that. There's an anemic response from the Republicans. Paul Ryan doesn't know what he's going to do. They're going to have some hearings and look at it. Instantly, they should be saying impeachment for federal power grab. Presidential power grab. Instantly. The president's already been legislating up there on so many issues, and they haven't stopped him. Gee, I mean, they won't even repeal Obamacare. That's ridiculously corrupt and super unpopular. GOP scrambles for response to Obama's gun control actions. Exclusive, Rand Paul, I will fight Obama tooth and nail on executive gun control. Trump has come out and said, as president, he'll try to reverse all this. Okay, fine, but I get you don't want to make him a political martyr, Trump, as you said on the show a month ago, but we must go after Obama now. Everybody keeps saying, oh, leave him in for another 11 and a half months, it'll be okay. No, it's not. This is a crazed maniac. Well, they say expand background checks. They mean just put whatever they want with a no-fly list, the same system of just making stuff up. No one knows where it comes from. You just can't buy a gun. And turning everybody into tattletales if you say something they don't like. They've already got it in place, folks. I've talked to two people that went to Cabela's in the last month, two of them. And these folks have talked to other folks it's happened to at other gun shops. And someone invariably will talk about Obama and the gun control or whatever, and if they say that guy's a traitor and a piece of filth or whatever, they won't sell it to you and then basically call the police on you and put you in a database. They've set up their spy networks, folks, all over the country. And they're so politically correct, complying with the ATF. Like the ATF came to Texas gun owners, Texas gun shops a few years ago. We got the document, broke nationally here because I was given it by a gun shop. And they go, you're going to report to us the names of people buying guns in a separate file. You're going to call it like it's a suspicious activity on people buying two guns. And they looked at them and they said, but that's not suspicious. And it's not our job to call you. And they said, you'll do it or we'll shut you down. Here's the memo. Extrajudicial, outside of law, just turning people into informants like they're criminals. Hey, I caught you with that cocaine. Better start reporting for me on who sells it to you and what you do, or I'm going to put you in jail. Well, they're not selling cocaine. They're selling legal guns and following the law. And this is what they're doing, folks, because most citizens want to be little secret agents in America. They watch 24 and all these other shows about it. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda now admits they have Stinger missiles and so does ISIS. Well, of course, it was given to them. So how did the London Independent spin it? They came out and they said, I covered it last hour, ISIS now has technology to shoot down airliners. And I saw, oh, it's going to be the missiles. And that's how they spin it. ISIS developed sophisticated new weaponry capable of shooting down passenger jets. They didn't develop the sophisticated weaponry. But I knew that's how they'd get it out there. I heard that now it's going to be, I heard ISIS got Stinger missiles now. They made them. And then you read, they recharged the batteries on them. Oh, because they were old. Oh, they developed the sophisticated weaponry. And so what's sick is I read that headline and knew it was them putting the cover story out so they could start shooting down the jet airliners and bring in real martial law. And no one that gave them the missiles in Benghazi 4 years ago gets in trouble. My crime is I know their tricks. My crime is they'll come in here and hand me a news article, and I shouldn't do this. But I just do it instinctively. I'll read the first line, and then I'll tell everybody, you've seen me do this, where I'll start reading, and then three paragraphs down, the exact words I said are in it. And I really shouldn't do that. I'm so confident that I'm going to give the mainstream media a little time for this. I don't care. A lot of times I don't have to read it. I know the enemy so well and how, what stinking frauds you are and the type of stuff you pull. But then when I read the article, I almost cried. Because I keep asking, how are they going to get these missiles to them? Everybody knows that they gave them to them because we and others exposed them. And then they're still going to just roll ahead and let them blow everything up. And then they're going to have checkpoints miles away from airports and random ones. Because you know the jet airliners got shot down. You know. I mean, we're not going to let them do that. Why don't you sit down and shut up for America? So, the big stories are... Obama is acting as a dictator. This is the biggest assault on freedom of speech ever. Because now they're saying they're going to go after you for your political speech, and you may not be able to have guns. That's meant to be a chilling effect. They've set up all these spy networks. It's a national registration database. It turns your doctors and everybody into spies. It's just incredible. That's the big story. And we need to start the impeachment. Now, I'm going to have this report. It went viral yesterday, reposted Infowars.com to the front by Steve Watson. I want the writers and everybody to go list the crimes of Obama and we need to write articles about it's time to push for impeachment. It is not going to make Obama popular. It's not going to save his bacon. He's a lame duck anyways. It's not going to make Hillary look good. Go after them all. Look how Trump's tough and at the front of the thing. You don't beat these tyrants by playing patty cake with them. I mean, I'm ready for them to set me up, kill me, whatever. I mean, folks, don't you get what it takes to be free? And you don't even have to risk your life to fight them. Those of us at the tip of the spear do. And it's an honor. I'm going to watch these demons run around and engage, taking down the country and my family's future. And I'm good because I'm standing up for self-preservation. No. That's evil, folks, to say it's good and wonderful to stand up and risk your life. Maybe if we were being conquered by some group that wasn't as evil. But, folks, you got to be crazy not to stand up against these people. You got to be nuts. You got to be out of your mind. I mean, they're coming to take every... thing we've got. They are eugenicists. They put glyphosate out there knowing in the 70s it gave the rats cancer across the board big time. I mean, it's worse than cigarettes. I see all these articles, all the little kids died and how much courage they got. They make a whole industry out of it and raising money to find the cure for all these new cancers. It's being done on purpose. We're being trained to just sit here and die and think nothing's going on. I'm not on a suicide mission. A suicide mission would be going along with this. I'm not going to sit here knowing all this and just shut up. We need urgency. Everybody, myself included, many of my crew, you name it, we just get comfortable in the tyranny. We're so close to it, we almost become it. We're just legendary stuff is happening. All of us, patriots, listeners, leaders. You need to, James, people like James Woods, who's eloquent and smart, he needs to be on TV and radio fighting. Chuck Norris needs to go public. I know Chuck's probably listening right now. I love Chuck Norris. I know he's a tough guy, a patriot, done a lot, writes for WorldNet Daily. But Chuck, your own family wants you to come out and speak out. And he doesn't not do it because he's afraid. He just is such a perfectionist, he thinks other people might be better than him at doing it. No, it doesn't matter whether you are the best at what you do. You got to do it now. We're going to skip this network break because it's the fourth hour, and I got David Knight here with me. David, the main focus is, and I know I'm guilty of this, getting distracted by the Bundy thing itself because I was trying to stop that getting out of control. I think people know that stinks now, so things are a little bit more, I think, stabilized at least for now. As we try to sabotage globalist operations to get a war going, and we're working around the clock on that. But the big issue is, man, it's really happening. And boy, you know Republicans are going to continue this power grab if we don't shoot it down and punish out-of-control executive authority now. It is just, it's all about the executive power grab. Impeach him now, announcing basically legal actions outside of law. I mean, if you're on a no-fly database, it's totally unconstitutional. You're on a no-gun buy list. This is so incredible. And with everything else, the open border, the Border Patrol completing the smuggling process, the bringing in the refugees and not vetting them, ordering JFK and other airports to just let people from Latin America in without even looking at their IDs. I mean, this is lawless invasion and takedown, and illustrates what else is going on we don't know about. I know you've got a full slate today, David, but I really need listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's a Hillary for Prison t-shirt or a Molon Labe t-shirt or a seed bank for the spring coming up, or 15% off on everything on the site till Friday, nutraceuticals. We have the new, I haven't even talked about this, we have the new calendar, only 10,000 of these, and when they're gone, glossy color. If we can do a document cam shot, got Leanne McAdoo there as the 1940s World War II pinup. I tell you, we just, good Lord, that's a lot of great creations. And then we've got huge discounts each month that are only in this. Thousands of dollars of digital coupons that can be used at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. So basically $6.95. You get a nice color, glossy InfoWars calendar, great gift, and then you get huge discounts. You know, free domestic shipping in October, 10% off InfoWars select promo code, 10% off store wide. I mean, it's just every month, 20% off store wide. I mean, it's all in there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. And you have funded this. You've done a great job. If I had a lot more money, I'd really do aggressive stuff politically with reporters and people out doing big things. And so thank you for your support. We got great products. That's another reason we've obviously gotten a lot of support. It's a win-win, but closing these windows over here. A bunch of stuff just got launched on here. I'm sitting on the, basically putting my arms on the keyboard. I'm just up here flailing around like a watchman on the wall, watching them burn our culture down, burn our energy sources, annihilate our families, just running around saying your kids belong to us, foaming at the mouth. They're coming for our guns. They hate us, bitter clingers. I mean, it's just these criminal villains. And then I learned from FBI sources, Secret Service sources, that Obama is indeed a Wahhabist. I mean, it's people seeing it for themselves. I mean, it's, this guy hates freedom and hates this country and absolutely despises everyone. These are whacked out, chip on their shoulder lunatics. And they're not gonna, he's not gonna leave office without trying to bring the country down, folks, unless we really get in their face. Look, he's been repudiated. Gun control's unpopular, abortion's unpopular, all his stuff. 2% of Americans in Gallup poll want it. But they won't stop. They won't stop because they're committed. And we've got to have a fighting spirit politically to run around and to get these articles and videos and stuff out to everybody. And as soon as I end this, hand the baton to David Knight, I'm going to go in there and shoot stuff for the news. I'm going to shoot Facebook mentions. I'm going to do it all. And we're going to keep jacking into the enemy operations, but having our own platforms to launch these operations from. So we've got a lot of systems. So when they take one out, cut one head off, two more replace it. And you can know we're committed, and I can feel your prayers. I can see your support. Keep spreading the word. Keep spreading our videos, InfoWars.com/show. Keep spreading those links. And I want to thank you for all you've done. I want to commit to you, as you've committed to us, that I will not falter or waver, and I will 110% go with the facts and my gut and the spirit, and will never hold back from you or anybody, because it's all being done right in front of the creator of the universe. That I can see my whole life trained me and prepared me and got me ready. And it takes all types to defeat this tyranny, but I am a warrior, ready to take on the enemy, and I will never surrender. I will never back down until this body fails. But the flesh is designed to fail and go back into the earth. It's fertilizer. The spirit is transcendent. David Knight, we just have to be emblematic. We have to have the talking points. It's epic. It's here. All the other tyranny was meant to condition us with learned helplessness and normalcy bias and mass Stockholm syndrome. And we just all have to realize the incredible history we're witnessing, the acceleration of the takedown of this country, David. I mean, what do you think's coming next? Like Drudge was told by the Supreme Court Justice this year. He was told last year, but we're now in 2016, that they're coming after the First Amendment, too. I mean, they're trying to ban people being able to travel for their speech. I mean, this is serious.
It's a full-spectrum attack. Alex, you're talking about them coming after our ability to have freedom of speech as well as the freedom to read, to educate ourselves. But, Alex, you know, I think it's interesting because they use this left-right divide. You know, they can push any kind of authoritarian tactic through for the left if they're coming after guns. For the right, they can do anything that they want to, no matter how criminal, no matter how unconstitutional, if they're coming after drugs, because people on the right don't like drugs. People on the left don't like guns. We have to understand what the underlying principles are. And, Alex, when I look at these executive orders from Obama, just as you're talking about with Cabela's, using gun stores to snitch on people. We've seen that being done with CISA, telling ISPs, telling social media, telling your phone company. That's right. Turn this information to
That's
us.
Right. You're responsible for what people do on your service to spy on them and break the law.
Yes.
And they're trying to pass a law to do it. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Taking away these people, the civil liability that they would have for spying on you. We have to understand that when somebody collects information about you, that still is your information. And we need to recognize that that's privacy. Now they're going after the doctor-patient relationship, encouraging and telling them they're not going to hold them responsible if they spy on you and that. That ought to be obnoxious to liberals, to say you're going to destroy the
doctor-patient privilege. They're on a Nazi power trip. They feel they're rising. It's a great evil. They love the jihadists killing Christians and raping women. I'm serious. They hate the West, and they just get off on it. It's a cuckolding. But what about the point, David, about emblematic? We need to, all of that is part of the takeover, but the issue is the hammer's coming down now. We need to move for impeachment against Obama. We need to get this article out to everybody. We need more articles, reports on the news. We need videos about, we must impeach Obama now. Congress moving to impeach Obama. We need to hear him go public. Report, RNC will consider Obama impeachment proceedings. Resolution consists of 48 criminal charges. I'm North American Law Center. I want to get them on. This is it. David Knight, I'm handing the baton over to you for the next 30, 35 minutes or so. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. It's not even hot in here, folks, and I'm sweating. I mean, this is like being French or something, and the Germans just took over your country, or being Russian and the Huns invade. I mean, or being in Hungary and the Muslims invade. I mean, I always knew the globalists hated us, but man, they really are out to get everybody. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. And of course, in that article, they said, well, here's 48 things. I'm sure you could get a much longer list than that, and that's been accumulating for years. What Obama is doing just with the IRS, that was something that Richard Nixon was impeached for, and rightfully so. But Obama has done this to a far greater extent. He's done it with the cooperation of the IRS. It was actually an IRS commissioner who said, hey, look, he wants you to spy on enemies. So they took him down that way. There were a lot of things that were going on with Richard Nixon. To some degree, it was a coup. Nevertheless, when we tolerate that kind of behavior, we're going to get more of it. And the reason we're tolerating that is because I believe, and we all have seen, that there's absolutely no difference between the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership in Congress. They have abdicated their authority. They've turned this over. When you look at the gun control issue, as we pointed out yesterday with Jakari Jackson here, as we're looking at it over and over again, whenever they talk about this, they don't talk about the fact that they're removing your freedoms. They don't talk about the fact that they don't care what your elected representatives want. That's what Congress is, theoretically. Obama says, I'm frustrated because Congress won't do what I tell them to do. And it's because of that gun lobby. Well, you know, the gun lobby, organizations like the NRA, Gun Owners of America, other institutions like that, they are supported by individuals who are trying to get them to fight for their rights, trying to get them to put a backbone in these congressmen, trying to stop these unconstitutional power grabs. And so maybe we ought to start referring to the other people as the statist lobby, or maybe as the tyranny lobby. But, you know, when we talk about the gun lobby and say what an evil thing that is, what he's saying is he doesn't want the people to have any representation in regulation. Instead, he wants to do it by himself with executive order. Now, when we come back, we're going to be taking a look at Harry Reid wanting
we're
to use
on the
Bush
march.
Fund retirement
the
fund.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
This last half hour of the what is now a regular four-hour broadcast, I'm going to get back to what Obama is doing, and I want to look at it from a different angle. I want to give you something that you can talk to, and I'm going to be talking to our liberal listeners out there, because I know that we have people who are not just conservatives or libertarians. I know we have liberals who listen to us, because we talk about a lot of issues that they support as well, and we need to make common cause with this. We need to stop letting them break us down into political parties and getting excited because we got the same letter behind that candidate's name, or we got the same team colors, or we're different colors from each other. We need to come together and understand how they're poning us. And when I look at this gun control legislation, one of the first things that sticks out to me is the medical tyranny aspect of it. Absolutely incredible. Not only violating the doctor-patient privilege, but also turning psychologists and the medical community, turning them into essentially judges who can do all kinds of things in terms of removing your property, sending you to presumably we'll get to the point where we were in the Soviet Union, where they can incarcerate you based on quick assessments, just completely getting rid of due process. eliminating privacy, confiscating privacy, confiscating your consent. That's what you need to understand. It's not just gun confiscation. It's privacy confiscation. It's confiscation of your informed consent. And they're working on that in a number of different ways. I mean, Benjamin Rush, one of the people who was involved in the development of the Constitution, was very adamant. He was a doctor. He says, if we don't put something in the Constitution specifically protecting people's medical rights, we're going to have a medical tyranny. Well, here it is, folks. We've seen this throughout the Obama administration in so many different ways. And people said, well, we've got the Ninth and the Tenth Amendment, and they did. And it should be sufficient to stop that. But nothing will stop these people. We're going to have to, I believe, not look to Washington for solutions. We need to look to ourselves for solutions. We need to understand things like jury nullification. This whole massive injustice that was done to the Hammond family could have been stopped with jury nullification. It got to the point where the judge would says, this absolutely offends my conscience, my sensibility. He refused to do the mandatory minimum that was imposed by Washington. That's what they overturned. That's why they're going back to jail the second time. And so he tried to move against that. But the people who really had the authority were the jury. They didn't know their power. They didn't know their duty. We have to know what the power is that we have. We have tremendous power laying on the ground. We just need to pick it up. Now, before I go to the gun control issue, I want to point out what happened in Michigan. And some of you may have noticed that there is a state of emergency in Flint, Michigan's water supply. Now, it was a state of emergency was declared by the mayor less than a month ago. Now the governor, Rick Snyder, has declared a state of emergency over Flint, Michigan's contaminated drinking water. This is a story that's on IT. And they point out that the city's water is causing elevated levels of lead in children. Now, think about that, okay? This is the water supply provided for you by the government. And we just saw the EPA explode a gold mine unnecessarily. They were warned about it in advance. As a matter of fact, a retired mining engineer said, I know precisely what is going to happen with this, and I know you want this to happen so you can increase your little Superfund empire that's going on here. He warned them about it. They did it anyway. They polluted the Animas River, which polluted three states and the Navajo Reservation with arsenic and other heavy lead, metals that were in there. Now we have the situation where the city of Flint, Michigan, switched from the Detroit water supply to the Flint River as their water source. And then what they discovered was elevation in the levels of lead, especially in children, but in everybody, but especially children. They're more susceptible to this. They said the situation became a full-blown crisis when during the summer of 2015, rising levels of lead were being detected in children's blood. A pediatrician told RT that the highest readings she and the state had recorded for elevated blood levels in Flint were 38 micrograms per deciliter. Seven times higher than a level that is classified as elevated by the CDC. Now, this is the issue. We know that lead takes away your IQ points. And we've had research from Harvard and other institutions that talk about the association of declining IQ when you put fluoride in the water, okay? This particular thing, I don't think they did that deliberately. They didn't say, let's switch to the Flint River so we can put lead in the water supply. But we've got city governments all over this country that are deliberately putting fluoride in the water supply. And bottom line is this. You have a responsibility to take care of yourself and your family. And there are ways that you can do that. You need to not wait until somebody says, oh, you know what, this weird thing that's going on with your health, we just tested your blood and you got an elevated level of X. Whatever it is, okay, pick a toxic substance or heavy metal or something that you're being exposed to. You need to filter your water. Doesn't matter if you're on a city water supply or a well. You still need to filter your water. When they polluted the Animas River, it was polluting people's well systems as well, okay, not just the people who are in the city. That's why you need a good quality water filter, and that's why I wanted to talk about this story, because people need to understand you need to act proactively. You need to be prepared. You need to prepare for emergencies, but you know that in most cases, there is runoff that's going into your water. You need to do something about that for your family. And now is a great time to do it. As we pointed out, Alex was just talking about this in the last segment. We got 15% off. This is a great time to start out the new year with clean water. We've got a variety of water filters that you can get. Some you can use while you're traveling, or some like this particular filter here, the Alexa Pure, where you can do that at home, filter everything that you're drinking. You need to guard your family's health. It's very important to do that. Now is the time for you to do that. We've got a 15% off sale through the rest of this week on everything at the InfoWars store. And that's one thing that is really vital to make sure that you have is fresh, pure water, something that is going to be available to you with a gravity feed filter, even if you lose power. Now, quickly, I want to go back to this Obama gun grab. And I want to look at it first from this legislative aspect. Of course, he doesn't want to wait around for the Congress to do what he wants to do. He doesn't like what the Congress is doing. He doesn't like what the current laws are. He doesn't like the Second Amendment. So he's going to act on his own and say, we don't like that gun lobby. Well, the gun lobby represents people. These bureaucracies that he's going to be using don't. You didn't elect anybody in the ATF. You didn't elect anybody in the EPA or the BLM. These are perpetual agencies that persist regardless of who is president. This isn't going to go away when Obama leaves. Okay, he's just abusing it in different ways than a Republican is going to abuse the bureaucracies. Republicans will grab a different agency and abuse the power in another way. That's why liberals and conservatives need to come together and say, we're not going to allow regulation without representation anymore. We're going to allow taxation without representation. But when we have these bureaucratic empires building their little fiefdoms, extending their control over paper airplanes, over the internet one day, over your water supply the next day with EPA, every week it's a new power grab. One is more absurd than the other. And of course, they're all being directed and encouraged at this point by Obama. It'll be same thing will happen when a Republican will get in. You know that they're not going to undo all of his regulations. They're just going to add their own and leave the other ones in place. So let's take a look at what he's saying, because what he is doing here is saying, I'm not happy with the fact that you've got people in Congress and we got laws. They're not doing what I want to do in terms of changing, remaking the country. So I'm going to work with the bureaucracy to do it without any input from the people. Because, see, when they talk about the gun lobby, that's you. That's the people who are members of the NRA, people who are members of the Gun Owners of America and all these other organizations. That's you. They want to ignore that representation. They want to ignore your congressional representation, and they want to do whatever they wish. Let's play those clips where you see how Obama has said one thing, and now he's saying another about this.
You hear some of these quotes. I need a gun to protect myself from the government. We can't do background checks because the government's going to come take my guns away. Well, the government's us. These officials are elected by you. They are elected by you. I am elected by you. I'm constrained as they are constrained.
Yes, those are Congress elected by us.
The system that our founders put in place is a government of and by and for the people. And so surely we can have a debate that's not based on the notion somehow that your elected representatives are trying to do something to you other than potentially prevent another group of families from.
We don't have a direct democracy. We have a republic with guaranteed protections of individual liberty, too.
Or Newtown or Columbine have grieved. Now, I want to be clear. Congress still needs to act.
Now, here's the new Obama.
The folks in this room will not rest until Congress does. Because once Congress gets on board with common sense gun safety measures, we can reduce gun violence a whole lot more. But we also can't wait. Until we have a Congress that's in line with the majority of Americans, there are actions within my legal authority that we can take to help reduce gun violence and save more lives. Actions that protect our rights and our kids. After Sandy Hook, Joe and I worked together with our teams, and we put forward a whole series of executive actions to try to tighten up the existing rules and systems that we had in place.
Okay, and as I pointed out yesterday when we were talking to Ja'Kari Jackson and I were looking at this gun regulation, And I pointed out that in the 1950s, Harry Truman was in the middle of the Korean War. They were very concerned about the supply of steel, and there was labor unrest in the steel business. They had labor unions, and steel mill owners were at loggerheads. They tried to work it out. At the national level, they were unsuccessful, so Harry Truman issued an executive order, said, I'm going to take the steel mills and put them under federal control. The mills sued. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court slapped him down. They said there's some things that you can't do with executive orders. If you don't have the authority given to you, you can't do it. And if you're trying to do something that is against the will of the people, as expressed by the Congress, if they have expressly put out that their will is not to do this thing, then you don't have the authority to do it. And so that's precisely what's happening. Now, when Obama looks at this and he wants to give carte blanche to medical professionals to declare people as mentally ill, understand that in the 1993 Brady Law, it already prohibited ownership by those who were involuntarily committed, those who were found incompetent to stand trial, otherwise deemed by the court to be a danger to themselves or others, but it prohibited doctors from violating the privacy of their clients, okay, of their patients. That is very important. Now, when we go in and we say that we're going to ban people from buying guns if they're mentally ill, as Kit Daniels brilliantly pointed out yesterday, Obama could ban himself from buying guns because we've had a psychologist issue an opinion back in 2004 which said, you know, I think he's got some serious problems. And let me read you what he had in this article. He says, back in 2014, psychology expert Dr. Gina Loudon indicated Obama's decision to trade five high-risk Taliban leaders for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was an irrational decision that you'd expect from someone with mental issues. And she said, I am very, very concerned about the mental stability of the president at this point. Some of his behavior seems irrational to me. Now, when you're listening to this, just imagine in your mind that somebody is saying, I'm very, very concerned about the mental stability of your name. Okay, at this point, some of your behavior seems very irrational to me. It seems beyond that of just typical narcissistic arrogance. Okay, she says, I'm the leader of a big country, and I feel tyrannical at the moment, that kind of attitude. She says, it really seems to me like this president is demonstrating behavior that's not only anti-American, but irrational, erratic, perhaps not exactly what we might want to deem as sane. Well, okay, so that's just her opinion. If you like Obama, you're just going to say, that's just one person's opinion. It only takes one person's opinion to take away your rights if we allow him to do this by executive order. That was the point that Kit Daniels was making. And he said, interestingly, when Obama announced the rules on Tuesday, he referred to himself 76 times. I would say, ironically, when he did that, he referred to himself as 76 times because there's a narcissistic personality disorder characterized by a long-standing pattern of grandiosity, either in fantasy or in actual behavior, an overwhelming need for admiration, usually a complete lack of empathy towards others. And, of course, he's quoting that from a psych definition. Look, you can find some doctor, some psychologist who will write up pretty much anybody if you put enough pressure on them. Just like they can pressure your phone company, your internet service provider, the social media websites that you go to. They can put pressure on anybody to give them information about you, to twist information about you. That's what's so dangerous about this. That's why you should be concerned about this, regardless of your position on guns. You should not want to live in a country where people can, without due process, have implications, be put on a secret list. Okay, we've got watch lists, we've got no-fly lists. Now we're going to have maybe mentally ill lists where you're put on this without your knowledge, without a day in court. You can't confront your accusers. You can't call witnesses in your defense. They just do this, and someday you'll find out about it. That is the pattern of behavior that is developing this. It is much bigger than just the single issue of guns. And that's why we need to talk to each other and understand that when we're talking, whether we're talking about guns over here that conservatives like, or we're talking and then they hate drugs, or whether we're talking about drugs that the liberals are not afraid of, but they're really afraid of guns, we need to look at the bigger picture. We need to look at the context, the kind of country that we're creating, the kind of country that we are destroying. We're destroying the rule of law. We're destroying due process and protections that have been put in for a very good reason, for hundreds of years, things that are going back to the Magna Carta. We do not want to have a secret star chamber that is going to secretly evaluate us. We don't want to have a kind of Stasi society where everyone is encouraged and threatened to become snitches on each other. So let me go from drugs now to the war on drugs, to those of you who are on the conservative side, who are not afraid of guns, but you're so afraid of drugs that you will give any kind of power to the government. Okay, let me read you a story here, because this is very interesting. This is a retired couple. They're white. And guess where they retired from? The CIA. Now, let me tell you what happened to them. They were making tea. They were discarding the leaves. And then they got swatted. Okay, you had a highway patrolman who looked at the, saw them coming out of a hydroponic store. And I can't believe, here we are, 25 years after I first started seeing these kinds of stories. I remember when I was with the Libertarian Party, there was story after story of cops hanging out at hydroponic stores, following people home, and then subjecting them to raids. Because, you know, if you go to a hydroponic store and you want to do aquaponics, or you want to raise tomatoes in your home, as these people wanted to do, that's suspicious. Maybe you're growing something that we don't think you should grow. Okay, so he puts them on a list, and then they go through their garbage. What do they find? Tea leaves. Okay, so that gets a SWAT team to break into their homes violently, no-knock raid. They're furious, and the district judge says they had probable cause. I have no problems with that. Now, let me ask you, conservatives, can you read the tea leaves? Can you see where this is headed? We need to come together. We need to understand how we're destroying the legal foundations of our privacy.
In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this last segment. There's a lot of things I'd like to cover. There's a situation that happened in Raleigh, where I'm from, with the TSA. We've got Harry Reid retiring, and he wants his slush fund to retire with. $600,000 slush fund. I want to take a look at where Harry Reid got all of his millions and why he should be a special case, why he should be able to keep all of his money that's in his reelection campaign. But before we do, I just want to tell you real quickly, remind you that we've got 15% off across the board, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Just use a promo code GIFT15. You'll get 15% off of everything. And as I pointed out earlier, you know, when you look at these stories about what happened with the EPA polluting a river that went through three states, polluted wells, where you look at the story about an emergency situation in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan, with lead in the water there. You need to take care of your family. And, of course, there's a lot of health products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All of those 15% off, as well as water filters. We have the new InfoWars calendar, $6.95. Pays for itself. 20% off each month at InfoWars Store special promotions. Now, I want to go first to this TSA story. This is something that's breaking in local news in California and local news in North Carolina and Raleigh, as well as RT has picked it up. Daily Mail had it at the top of their website. This is a situation in Raleigh. You had a father outraged, and there's video of his daughter being patted down. It went for a very long time. And what was her crime? She had a juice box in her carry-on bag. A terrorist. Obviously a terrorist. The juice exceeded the limit of 3 ounces of liquids for a carry-on. Now, he said that he thought this was excessive. He says, I'm a very big proponent of security. If they were patting me down, no problem. But this is a 10-year-old girl. Well, let me explain to you, Dad. When you allow them to do that to you, they will do it to your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. It's just like when you're on the airplane itself. Remember when they give you instructions about when that oxygen mask comes down? They tell you, put that on yourself first before you try to take care of your child, because then you'll be able to put it on your child and help others around you, okay? If you don't respect yourself, if you don't stand up for your freedom, for your dignity, they'll take it from your family, too. That's the lesson you need to learn. And you need to understand, this isn't about security. He still doesn't get it. He still sees them doing this to his daughter, and he doesn't understand. This is security theater. It's been proven over and over again. It's totally ineffective. If you think about it, if you just think about what you would do if you were a terrorist, okay, if you had criminal actions, you know that this is ineffective. And we've shown all the different vulnerabilities and the idiocy with it. We've even shown you the unredacted publications from the TSA saying there is no threat to airports or airplanes. As they were saying, if you stop the pat down of your children, as we had the reaction here in Texas, we had a local legislator put that in, and it passed unanimously in the House. So they said, oh, you're not going to pass that in the Senate. They got our former CIA Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst to route that in the Senate, and they had the TSA say, we'll turn Texas into a no-fly zone if you stop us from patting down your children. They know exactly what this is about. This is nothing but obedience training. This is what B.F. Skinner called operant conditioning. Let me put my hand on you, and I'll reward you with letting you travel on a plane. It's the same thing I do to my border collie. Because upset when people come to the door, what we do is we say, okay, let's have somebody, we'll stage somebody coming to the door. And when he starts getting all excited, wants to bite them, what we'll do is we'll hand him some food. We'll keep handing him food. And pretty soon, we don't have to threaten him. He just likes the positive reinforcement. It's about security. It's about your ability to travel. This is for your own good. Be a good little doggy. Do what the government says. Join us tonight at InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.